Nicolas Sarkozy is in Afghanistan this morning, meeting with French soldiers a day after fierce fighting east of the capital, Kabul, left 10 French soldiers dead. The French president says France is committed to fight against terrorism, and the mission in Afghanistan will continue. Charles Collins has this report.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy did not hesitate in going to Afghanistan after hearing about the attack. The 10 deaths brought to 24 the number of French troops killed in Afghanistan since U.S.-led and Afghan forces ousted the Taliban in 2001 for refusing to give up al-Qaeda leaders behind the September 11th attacks. France has 2,600 troops in Afghanistan, which include 700 reinforcements sent by the president in response to a U.S. call for NATO allies to provide more forces to check a surge in violence. Sarkozy is accompanied by the French defense minister, Hervé Morin, who says France is committed to the fight against the Taliban.
Notre détermination à agir.
Our determination to operate in this region is intact, because the struggle we are leading is a necessary one, and the cause we are defending is a just one.
The Taliban have stepped up attacks in provinces bordering the Afghan capital, Kabul, over the past year. The chief of the French Army General Staff, Jean-Louis Gourguelin, says the insurgents are getting stronger.
What we've noticed recently is that the Taliban have improved their capacity to organize themselves and maneuver.
While fighting raged east of Kabul, a wave of Taliban suicide bombers and gunmen attempted to attack the main U.S. base in southeastern Afghanistan. They were repelled by ground troops and attack helicopters. I'm Charles Collins.